Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Well, it's the big show.
Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight. 4 o'clock hour of the Wendy's Big Show, live from the Q Club of Wisconsin in Waukesha. I'm Rami Makhlouf, along with the former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson and Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Sparky will be out here tonight, along with Mike Maxey of SportsBoys.com and former Badger Marcus Landry. Coming up in just one sec, talk about the power shift in the Eastern Conference. But Gary found out during the break what a vape pen was.
Yeah, because you know where I'm from. When you chose got vapors.
She's got the vapors.
Vapors. That was a connotation for something else. That wasn't what this joker here doing.
It smelled good though.
Yeah, it's great. Great flavor.
And you don't get the secondhand smoke.
Yeah.
At least we don't. Well, we don't think we do.
Well, we don't know anything now.
The FDA doesn't really.
10 years
know
what the now, he's gonna probably have a heart attack. This morning every day. You don't know.
We don't know.
10 years from now, the joker's gonna fall out. I seen one of them things, Rum Dog, blow up in a guy's pocket and blew off his thing.
Shut up.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Burnt it on fire. Yeah, it did,
no,
dog. Look it up. Google
didn't.
It. Ask my man. Google it. Huh?
He says it happened.
Yeah.
The guy says it happened.
Yeah, it blew up in his pocket and burnt off his thing, dog. Yeah.
You know what? I'd rather have a cigarette then.
Yeah, just give me a cigarette. Yeah, just give me a cigarette.
That never burned up my thing.
Yeah, I won't burn up my thing. I mean, they showed, dude, and some guy was taking a picture of it. Well, actually a video of it. And it's burning in his pocket. And he was at a bar.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was just straight crazy, dog.
That is not cool.
Yeah.
They're
vaping. And he's got like a battery pack on that thing. I think that's what blows up.
It's got some sort of electronic component, doesn't it?
He got a battery in there, don't he?
I guess. It's got to.
Yeah, batteries, yeah.
It lights up.
Yeah, got
I feel like we're playing charades with this guy right now.
Yeah.
He's holding up fingers. He's showing us the thing.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, man.
Yeah.
Folks can just come out to the Q Club.
Yeah, just come on out.
Just come see him.
He's got the, what's the guy name in Cheers that sits at the corner of the bar?
There was Norm and Cliff.
He's got the Norm seat, don't he?
Yes, that is the Norm seat.
Yeah, he's got the Norm seat.
Yeah.
Come on out.
That would make the guy next to him Cliff then, right?
The Clayman, guy to his left or right?
The neighborhood mailman.
Which one?
Cliff was always to his right.
Yeah.
It was Norm at the corner and then Cliff to his right.
Right.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I miss that show.
Right.
I love
Cheers. Could they ever do a movie on that?
A movie of Cheers?
Not with the actual characters, but guys like with the actual characters or no?
Yeah,
like
that could probably be pulled off. That could probably be pulled off.
I'm just saying everything from the 80s is being redone in some way, form, or fashion.
Sure, why not? Let's pitch that.
I like Cheers.
I like
Family Ties.
Yeah.
A spec script.
I like
that
Cheers
to
for sure. Cheers is my show.
I love Cheers.
What's the guy's name?
Norm?
No.
The bartender.
Yeah, the owner.
Sam Malone.
Sam Malone.
Yes.
And a cute little blonde behind the bar?
I forgot her name.
There she is right there. What's her name?
Not Christy Alley.
No, I was more of a fan of
that's
Christy
her name
Alley.
Right
blonde.
There.
Yeah, I don't remember the blonde. Shelly,
no.
Cute little blonde behind the bar right
it was
there.
Something like that, though, wasn't it?
What's her name? Shelly?
Shelly Long? Was it Shelly Long? Was that,
no.
I don't know.
No, the blonde behind the bar.
On Cheers.
On Cheers.
On Cheers. The waitress on Cheers.
You're asking what was her name on the show or the actress's name?
What was her name on the show?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
Because didn't they date? Did they go out together on the show or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, come on, man. Sam Malone.
But there's a cute blonde behind the bar here, too, obviously. So
always.
She's got good teeth, too.
What?
Yeah, she got good teeth. Jawline kind of weak, but she got good teeth.
She can hear you, man.
Huh?
She can hear you.
She can?
Baby Tosh, where are you with the HUD drop?
Diane Chambers.
There
I'm
you
more
go.
Just intrigued.
Played by Shelley Long, right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So and then Carla.
Because, yeah, Carla.
Waitress.
Carla is one of my favorite characters in the history of television.
Yeah, you know, I like a strong jawline. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know. It's weird.
Yeah.
You like that Bill Power jaw on a woman.
Yeah.
Baby Tosh.
Yeah.
Or Don Shula.
Yeah, strong jawline. You got it. You got to have it.
Bill Cowher.
God rest her soul. China. She had a strong jawline.
Yeah, she's dead.
Rest in peace.
And on that note, we'll take another break and come back, talk about the power shift in
that
the Eastern Conference
segment.
In the NBA.
Yeah, we're going to get to it, though, right now.
We'll call that with a throwaway. The Wendy's Big Show will be right
You're
back.
You're good.
I don't know, but I like it.
It's a throwback Thursday.
Got my head bobbing.
Presented by Master Z's with Tesla. We're out here at the Q Club of Wisconsin in Waukesha. Text live. And who you'd like to hear next week to 32961 for your chance at a $25 gift card. Two legends of the field, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Police, Lionel Richie, The Doors, the nominees of the various members of the Wendy's Big Show. Text one of those, live in one of those, or your own artist to 32961 for your chance at that gift card. Talk 1 second about the power shift in the Eastern Conference, just where that leaves the Milwaukee Bucks. But first, Gary Ellerson's got something very important.
Yes, I do, guys. Summer's getting to be in full swing, and Lacking George wants you to be ready for the fun and the sun. Most people don't think of Wisconsin as a great hiking trail state, but we have some of the best hiking trails in the Midwest.
Yeah,
the Ice Age Trail alone is a 1,000-mile footpath that goes through some of the state's most beautiful landscapes.
I think that goes through Montello, which is up by Kay's parents' cabin. We're going for July 4th. I think I'm going to go try it.
Yeah, I think you should.
In Montello,
I think
yeah.
you should, guys. It's a good way to have some fun, healthy, and really, Rummy, a natural workout. Head out to Lacking Joys, and they'll help you find a few things that will make your hiking experience more enjoyable. Lightweight, breathable clothing, shoes or boots, and a hydration pack are really all you need to enjoy your hike to the max.
I guys, want one of those hydration
packs. Head over to Lacking Joys today, located on Blue Mount Road in Brookfield.
Baby you Tosh, real one. Quick update on the Throwback Thursday voting, please.
Doors with a very slight lead over the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Police coming in third.
Nice. Keep those votes for the Doors.
Nobody voting for Lionel Richie, huh?
No.
Live in your artist. Sadly not. 32961. $25 gift card to Master Z's. On the line. Busy day on the trade market in the NBA yesterday. Early in the day, there was a trade of one point guard, Jeff Teague. He goes from the Atlanta Hawks to the Pacers as part of a three-way deal. Point guard George Hill will go from the Pacers to the Jazz, and Utah will send the number 12 pick in tonight's draft to Atlanta. Then the big one that happened later in the day, the Bulls sent former MVP Derrick Rose to the Knicks. In return, coming to Chicago are Robin Lopez, Jose Calderon, Jerian Grant, and Justin Holiday, while Rose and the second-round pick go to the Knicks. Want to know where do you think that leaves the Milwaukee Bucks in the Eastern Conference? 799-1250, or you can email us live at 1057fmthefan.com. Spark, what does this power shift mean for the Bucks?
Pacers are better. They got Thaddeus Young, like you said earlier today, to go along with what they had yesterday. I think the Pacers are a better team. You got another year from Paul George off of that injury. You believe he's going to play for the U.S. Olympic team? I didn't think he'd ever do that again after what happened last time. But I think the Pacers are a better team. So it's probably Cleveland, Indiana now in that division, now that Derrick Rose is out of Chicago, for sure. So it's those two probably at the top, and the Bucks are probably having to figure out how to get to that number two spot and take it from Indiana. They're definitely better. I don't mind George Hill for Utah. I don't think that's a horrible deal. And Atlanta's just trying to free up money to sign Al Horford. That's all Atlanta's trying to do right now. Mm-hmm. And they want to move their two picks in the first round, now 12 and 21, to free up more room so they don't have to use that money on rookies in the draft. That's what Atlanta's trying to do. They're going to try and rebuild that thing around Al Horford. So we'll have to wait and see how it plays out. I don't think it really affects the Bucks much because based on last year, the Bucks were behind all those teams anyhow, right, Gary?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't matter.
Right.
So you don't think this changes their standing in the Eastern Conference at all?
No, they were already behind Indiana and they were already behind Atlanta. So
were they behind the Bulls?
They didn't. Yeah, they were behind the Bulls.
Now they're ahead of the Bulls, are they?
Don't
not?
Know.
Really?
Let's see what the Bulls do. Don't know.
Really?
Don't know.
If you trade Middleton and Monroe tonight and got three rookies.
You're stepping back.
They're not.
No.
What's the difference?
I'm talking about right now. Right now, before the draft. I'm not asking you to speculate.
Right now, yes, they are.
Yeah. Technically, right now, yes, they are.
Yes.
But I'm holding my breath for tonight still. So
but.
We'll see what happens tonight.
But. Well, the Knicks are in front of them, obviously. Right now, today.
The Knicks are ahead of the Bulls?
I don't know.
The Bucks?
Bucks, yes.
I don't know.
Yes. With Rose, Melo, and Porzingis, yes. They got nothing for that.
I think the Bucks are still better than the Knicks.
I don't.
What do you say, Ronnie?
I don't know, man. It's you're asking the wrong guy. Even though they traded him yesterday, I still have a soft spot for Derrick Rose. And like I was telling
you.
So Gary,
you're saying the Knicks are better than the Bucks now because they got Derrick Rose?
Maybe.
I do.
Yeah, maybe.
I do, yes.
They might be.
Yes.
He's not going to have to carry as much of the load there as he did in Chicago, Sparky. And I'm not saying that he's going to get back to MVP form, but I do think that his health benefits from not having as much on him, not feeling like he has to do, not having to do as much for that team. You know what I mean? Not having the demand on him that he had with the Chicago Bulls, especially before Jimmy Butler emerged.
But if he was the second option behind Jimmy Butler, he's going to be the second option behind Carmelo probably. Unless you think Porzingis is going to go average 20 points a night. I don't know if I'm necessarily sold on Porzingis doing that. We'll see. I mean, he looked really good at times. And then at other times, he looked overwhelmed to me.
Porzingis. Yeah, and that's why you'll see him. Well,
that's why he was a
lot like Giannis, but you'll see him be better this year than he was last year. The Bucks in the post don't have anybody for him. No answer.
For Porzingis?
Yes.
Yeah, they really
he doesn't play. He plays outside half the time, trying to shoot threes.
Yeah, he does, but you'll see him play a little bit more in the post with his wingspan. They got nothing. Even if he's outside, Steve, they got nothing for him.
Well, Giannis.
No matchup.
If he's outside, Giannis can go out there and play with him.
Well, who's going to take Melo?
Oh, well, yeah.
Who's going to take Rose?
Well, Derrick Rose, I don't whatever. I'm not worried about Derrick Rose until Derrick Rose shows
me again. But see,
the
problem with Derrick Rose, how many games they play in the NBA?
82.
That Joker is probably going to be Derrick Rose 35 to 40 of those games.
The other ones?
He'll be just
average
guy.
He's going to miss at least 12 to 15 games.
Yeah.
You can
but
count
the Knicks
that.
Are fine with that.
Yes.
If he misses 12 to 15, the Knicks are fine with that. As long as he's ready for the playoffs.
Yeah. But 30 of those.
New York will take that.
Somewhere in there amongst that number, 30 of those games, he's going to be Derrick Rose.
He's going to be that guy.
Yeah. It'll just happen for him.
There's a lot
because he's that good. I mean, you know,
a
what I mean?
Lot you think of opportunity that, playing in New York.
Do you think that the further away he gets from that injury, the more often we'll see Derrick Rose?
He's had too many.
But Russell Westbrook had this almost the same exact run of injuries that Derrick Rose did.
Not
we don't
the
see the
same.
Effect.
He's
no, just, it was. It was almost the same exact injuries in the same span of time.
Okay.
Only it happened a year before it all started to happen to Derrick Rose.
Derrick Rose's injuries just seemed to be a little bit – you can say that they were. But to me, I hadn't looked at the report or anything like that, but they seem to be a little bit more extensive and difficult to come back
Robbie,
from.
Robbie, and I'll tell you, you're not going to like this. My mind, Russell Westbrook looks like he'll go through anything and do anything he can to be out there going full bore. And I just don't know if Derrick Rose has that same mentality or drive.
I don't know if
that.
I think it's their body makeup too. Derrick Rose is a little bit more compact,
right.
Where he's got more weight, more torque going through his body than Westbrook is a little bit more slimmer, leaner type of a guy, and he just doesn't have all that. Derrick Rose is just super powerful, and when he is coming off his knees and his ankles and stuff, it is just explosive, man. And Westbrook is explosive, but he's not like that.
And
he's got power.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he could go through 2-3 jokers.
And he's got length.
Yeah.
He's got that length that Derrick Rose doesn't have.
Well, Westbrook does.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I know people like to question Derrick Rose's work ethic, his
well,
will,
no,
his
no,
toughness.
He's got great work ethic. It's just that, and a lot of people do that to guys like that.
Right.
He's that guy, and I play with guys like that. He's that guy. He's not going to allow you to misuse him.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's not coming back early.
Yeah.
Like all these other jokers.
Yeah.
He's not going to allow you to misuse. He ain't doing that.
Early in his
a lot
career,
of athletes do that.
Early in his career, he'd try to play through anything and everything.
And something else.
And he said he thinks that's what led to bigger injuries. If you don't pay attention to the little injuries that pop up along the way take the time you need and tend to those, bigger injuries are going to pop up. So now he's at the point where he says, look, if I feel something small, I'm going to sit out because I'm not going through this again. And I can't blame the guy. When you talk about his toughness and his work ethic, maybe this is a Chicago bias, a Derrick Rose bias talking right now. But when I see his teammates like Joakim Noah and Jimmy Butler, before people started reporting that they were feuding, literally nearly come to tears when talking about Derrick Rose and how hard he's working to come back from these injuries and everything that he's going through, I'm going to take the word of his teammates and the guys that love him, the guys that are in that locker room, that are on that practice floor with him day in and day out. I'm going to take their word on how hard this guy was working and how bad he wants it and how tough he is over people on the outside looking in going, well, he missed a bunch of games. He gets injured often, and he sits out sometimes when it might be a little bit questionable. He's not tough. He doesn't want it. He doesn't want to work
hard. We're going to find out what these cats in New York think of him. Then we're going to find out what's really going on. Because these guys, Joakim, knowing these guys, they were there when he was MVP and all that.
Yeah.
I mean, you become friends. Mm-hmm. These cats in New York, they ain't friends with this dude.
They got no ties.
So we'll see how they react and what these guys say about Derrick Rose in New York now that he's coming in. And this is something different for him, too. That has been his team until Jimmy Butler took over and got his attitude. Now he's going to somebody else's team, and he's got to play second or third fiddle in a huge media market. I mean, you think it was bad getting his head bashed in the media in Chicago. New York take it a whole different level. You do
That's
something
what
stupid.
Said, yeah.
But at least there, he's not the lead dog. Carmelo's the lead dog. Carmelo's going to be the headline guy. I'm highly intrigued to see how this plays out in New York.
The two things that...
Now you have a reason to go to Madison Square Garden. Mm-hmm. Stadium's
beautiful. The two things that will get in Derrick Rose's way, not just in New York, but anywhere. A, I'm not crazy about the people that he has surrounding him, including his brothers, who are basically running his empire. And B, he is not media savvy. He doesn't know when not to say something. Even if it's a reasonable thing to say, even if it's logical and logical people will understand it, there are still certain things that you don't say in the papers, that you don't say into a microphone, because there are going to be a lot of people out there that are sniping for you, that are going to take it the wrong way. They're going to take it out of context. They're going to twist it and make it seem like you're something that you're not. And that's going to happen more often in New York than it ever did in Chicago.
Stephen A. said today, if he could give him some advice, would he leave all his brothers at home?
Exactly.
He said he should come to New York and just start fresh, start new. He said all the entourage he had in Chicago, he should leave them all at home. Well, you know that's not going to happen.
Nope.
You know that's
We're
going
to talk more about that move, what it means for the Bulls, the Bucks, the entire Eastern Conference with Jay Hood, Jonathan Hood of ESPN 1000 in Chicago. He'll join us coming up at about 4:48. Other side of this quick break, is Kevin Durant going out west? We talked about the East. Is Kevin Durant going further out west? We'll talk about his possible destination when the Wendy's Big Show returns live from the Q Club of Wisconsin in Waukesha and on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan. Wendy's Big Show on a Throwback Thursday, presented by Masters Ease. Text live and who you'd like to hear next week to 32961 for your chance at a $25 gift card to Masters Ease. I don't know this song. Tesla bringing this out of the breaks all afternoon. I've known two of their songs. Maybe three. Keep texting live and who you'd like to hear next week to 32961. Bill, who got the grill thanks to the Wendy's Big Show for Father's Day, he stopped out here, dropped off some bacon salt rub for me.
Oh, that's nice of him.
Yeah. Bacon salt rub.
Bacon salt rub. All right. I'm not even sure what that is, but I'm going to put it on my hard-boiled eggs.
Hey, some news. Giannis' little brother, Costa.
Yeah.
Wicked just texted me this is on Instagram. He's going to Dayton. That's where he's going to play basketball.
Dayton?
Mm-hmm.
Dayton
there it is
Flyers.
On Instagram.
Wasn't he a pretty highly touted recruit? No?
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
I thought he'd land somewhere better than
Dayton.
I don't think
Marquette or Wisconsin ever
no,
even.
I don't think,
I don't
really?
Know, I don't think either one even talked to him.
People didn't learn?
Mm-mm. Well, there's everything that's got to go with it, man. It's just not basketball.
Right.
All right. Say so. Kevin Durant will hit the free agent market on July 1st, along with another bunch of high-profile names. Reports are that if not Oklahoma City, Golden State is his number one landing spot that he would like to land in. And other reports say that Golden State is going to make a full-on effort to sign Kevin Durant. Is this a good fit, Spark? Why are you looking at me like that? Is this a good fit?
What a good fit.
Kevin Durant and Golden State?
What? Is he serious?
I'm serious. Is it a good fit?
I'll explain this to you.
How much basketball is there to go around, man?
Listen carefully to me. Any team in the NBA is a good fit for Kevin Durant. Any team. Cleveland, Miami, Golden State, San Antonio. I don't care. Any team. You want to know why? Because that dude ain't all about that dude. That dude's about trying to figure out how to win.
Yeah,
he let Russell Westbrook go be his crazy self if he wanted to. Whatever. That guy will fit wherever he goes.
I agree with you. He's not the selfish type of player.
Good locker room guy. No issues there.
But his thing is shooting. That's how he helps you win the basketball
game. He can shoot. He can drive. He can do whatever.
His thing is shooting and scoring the basketball.
Sure.
That's what Kevin Durant does better than anybody. In Golden State, you have Steph. You got Klay. For now, yeah, but they're signing him for now to join these guys.
No, what
right?
I'm telling you, though, Steph is up after next year and Klay is 2 years.
So you think they re-sign Kevin Durant and let Steph Curry walk away?
Or Klay, one of them. I would let Steph go, but one of them. Yeah, they're not going to keep all four of them.
They can't.
Even with the new deal, I don't think they can afford all four.
I think they can.
I don't think that works. So unless Durant comes in and says, look, I'll take less to stay here, and then Steph and Klay agree to take less, kind of like the Spurs did with Ginobili, Duncan, Parker.
Yeah,
they all get down like that.
Yeah.
The NBA is done for like 5-6 years.
Yeah.
That's going to be a long time. Yeah. But, yeah, Kevin Durant will be great. Durant, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, nighty-night.
What about what this would do for his legacy, Gary? Because everybody gave LeBron crap for running to Miami and joining D-Wade and Chris Bosh. And, he needs to run to other Hall of Famers to get his championships. I mean, if there is a powerhouse team to run to now to try and get a championship for Kevin Durant, this would be it. This is the easy way for Kevin Durant to get the ring, isn't it?
Okay, I got a couple things to say on
that.
I want to back it back up to your guy, Derrick Rose.
Okay.
Born and raised in Chicago.
Yes.
Wanted to play for the Chicago Bulls.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Bulls get rid of him.
Right.
Where's the outcry?
People are happy in Chicago.
Yeah.
No outcry.
People had grown tired of it.
LeBron James, born and raised in Cleveland.
Yes.
Leaves Cleveland, goes to Miami.
Yeah.
But that's a big deal.
Yeah, they almost burned the city down.
That's a big deal.
Right.
But when a team can just kick you out, get rid of your hometown boy, no one says anything about the business side of when the people that owns the teams do that crap
to
the player.
But when
the player makes his mind up that he wants to leave, they get persecuted for that. Okay, now I'm going to get to Durant.
Hold on one sec. Let me reply to that. If Derrick Rose was still in the good graces of Chicago sports fans, because I'm very much in the minority when it comes to that.
Well,
if he was still in the good graces of Chicago sports fans and they traded him then, Chicago would be going crazy.
According to Wilbon, Derrick Rose is the greatest single, I forget what he said today, since Michael Jordan in Chicago. I forget the word he used.
Yeah, but people had grown tired of his act. Not me, but a lot of people had grown tired of his act.
Well, he didn't act like that it was. But anyway.
If this was still in his heyday and he was in the good graces of Chicago fans.
And I'm not saying you burn the town down. Don't do that.
Rodney
King.
That's
don't
an
do
exaggeration.
That. Yeah,
it's
don't
hyperbole,
do that.
Dude.
Yeah,
if he was, still in the good graces of Chicago sports fans, there would be mayhem right now in Chicago.
I just want to say that to say that. Okay. Now, fast forward now to Durant. Durant leaves OKC, and see, to me, although Durant is not from there, Durant is OKC. Durant is Seattle Supersonics. Okay, I mean, so he's not – I mean, he doesn't have that attachment that he was from, but he's been there from day one. He is OKC. So if he were to up and leave and say go to Golden State – to me, that cheapens it a little bit for me. If he goes in and wins a championship, that cheapens it a little bit for me. No doubt about it. But be a great move for him if he wants to win championships. Do you have a question? What's your question here on this, Rami? I don't know if I
My question for Spar, I was just talking about Derek
Rob, what's Durant?
Kevin Durant.
What's it?
I asked Sparky if he was a good fit. I asked you about his legacy and what this does.
Well,
to his
if
legacy.
He's a good fit, that's a good question. That's a lot of shots, man, for all them jokers. I don't know how that's a good fit. I don't know how that makes that work. Because
I'll tell you. You go Draymond, go Draymond. You have to get yours whenever. That's it. Deal with it.
Because somebody's got to be the fourth guy.
It's Draymond. Has to be.
And I don't know how that plays
out. You're
going
to have to be the garbage guy around the rim.
I think in an effort to try to corner the market, I think you screw yourself. I think that's too much for Durant to go to, if you ask me. I'm keeping it straight 100.
There's too much scoring, that's, you're telling me?
I think there's chemistry. I think there's chemistry issues that you really – Sparky, we saw that there was chemistry issues when LeBron went to Miami.
Well, that's because LeBron didn't want to be the guy.
There's chemistry. Well, Bosch, it was always with Bosch.
Right. Just
the
like
third
Love.
Guy. There's chemistry issues with the third guy. Now you're bringing in a fourth guy? I just think you're hurting yourself. That's too much.
Yeah, Rami, I'm going to go back to what you asked him about his legacy thing.
Yeah.
Does not matter. You want to know why? Because he's never been considered one of the greatest of all time. He's never been in the conversation. Never at any point has he been in the conversation with Michael and Kobe and Magic and Bird. Durant's never been in that conversation. So there's never been a count on championships for Durant. Does not matter, will not matter. His legacy will not change if he goes to Golden State because he's never been put in that category. The only reason it mattered for LeBron was from the jump, people wanted to talk about him and Michael, him and Kobe, him and all these greats. Durant's never had that pressure, ever.
You don't think so?
Never. No, we just did our list the other day. He wasn't in top five. We did top 10. I don't think he was in 10.
Of all time, no.
No. So it doesn't matter to his legacy.
I think if he wins a couple titles, though, he might get into that conversation.
Yeah, he's never going to be up in top five like LeBron. So from that standpoint, it doesn't matter.
It'll be interesting. I can't wait for free agency to start on July 1st. This is going to be
you're right.
This is going to be the most fun offseason we've had since LeBron hit free agency.
If they trade Monroe and Middleton, I'm going to be scared to death of free agency.
We got to hit a quick break on the other side. The madness has already sort of started. We'll talk about that D. Rose trade. What it means for the Bulls, the Bucks, the Eastern Conference with Jonathan Hood of ESPN 1000. Jay Hood joins the Wendy's Big Show next on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan. Music means a lot to me. Like love, I make it when I can. All I am is all I ever be, and that's just a book that takes our can. But now. Throwback Thursday here on the Wendy's Big Show presented by Master Z's. I'm Rami Makhlouf along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and the former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson. Tesla bringing us out of the break
Tesla.
All afternoon long. Text live and who you'd like to hear next week to 32961. Joining us right now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. You hear him on ESPN 1000 in Chicago. Follow him on Twitter at @TweetJHood. And I say it every time we bring him on. One of the guys that made me want to do this damn thing for a living. Always a pleasure to welcome in Jonathan Hood. Jay Hood, how you doing this afternoon?
Rami, Gary, Sparky, how you guys doing?
Doing good, man. Well, I could be better, Jay Hood. As the Chicago guy on the show, I have to admit, I knew it was probably coming, and I understand why it was coming, but it still hurt a little bit to see Derrick Rose sent to the New York Knicks yesterday.
I guess that the hurt for a Bulls fan is the fact that you never got what you really thought you were getting from Derrick Rose, and that is through 4 years he was terrific and a guy that was injury-free and was the MVP, and it just went downhill after that injury against Philadelphia. The two ACLs and the myriad of injuries that he suffered, Rami, it's just one of those things where he just had so many injuries that you are getting diminishing returns wherever he's going to go, whether he's going to stay as a Bull or going to the Knicks. So what you're seeing here is a guy that's just trying to piecemeal his career back together. But, man, so many injuries he's suffered. It is not a given that he'll stay healthy in the new spot. But I'm happy for Derek because now he's got a new start. He divorces away from the Bulls. That was always a very strange and uncomfortable relationship between the Rose camp and the Bulls organization. So I'm happy for Derek that he's getting a fresh start.
Yeah, I would agree with you, but I saw Will Bond on television today, and he was pretty upset about Derrick Rose being traded away. I guess I would ask you, how are the people of Chicago? I mean, this is a native son. How are the people of Chicago, the fans, how are they sitting with the trade of Derrick Rose?
Well, Gary, half of them are saying, man, that's all you got for Derrick Rose?
Right.
And
right.
The other half is saying, man, how could you let a native son go? But that's just provincial fans saying that. He is in the last year of his contract. There was always, again, I think that we have to start revealing here that there was a problem between Derrick Rose, his brother Reggie Rose, who was a big voice behind the scenes of what things that Derrick wanted, and the Bulls organization. There was a divide there. So even though it wasn't out in the public, I know firsthand that it was a very tenuous relationship. So, John Paxson and Gar Forman were very disappointed at the way the Bulls didn't make the playoffs. So they felt the need to be able to start dismantling this group. This is going to be a rebuild. They'll tell you it's just kind of a retooling. It's a lie. They're going to start rebuilding this thing under Jimmy Butler as the new face of this organization. So I think some fans are unhappy, but other fans are saying, man, I don't mind him going, but get some more for him. And I guess the point is, what can you get for a guy that's missed over 200 games the last 3-4 years?
So where does this leave the Bulls now as far as their draft pick tonight and pending free agency?
Well, Sparky, I think that what they have to do is they got to take a look at what they need to do with the guard spot. You know, now that Derrick Rose is gone, who's going to be the lead guard on this team? That's one thing. The other thing is that you have to figure out who your center is going to be. Robin Lopez came over in that deal. Robin Lopez is no Joakim Noah by any stretch of the imagination. They got the worst of the two Lopez brothers, quite frankly, in this deal. I think that they still have parts that they still trust in Taj Gibson. They still are very high on Bobby Portis, their draft pick a year ago, Miritich, Mike Dunleavy. But I think that, again, the issue with this Bulls team is that they held onto their parts way too long.
Right.
You see what Golden State's done, Cleveland's done, Oklahoma City's done. For the most part, they've been able to add a piece or two to try to get better every year. And the Bulls held onto their assets as if they were going to win the championship, and that was never going to be the case with LeBron being in the conference. So I think, this is the first step of being able to trade Derrick Rose, but unless you trade a few other pieces or try to get younger, you're just stuck in the middle.
Yeah, and it seems like you would think that the Derrick Rose trade, Jay Hood, was a sign that they're starting a rebuild, but at the same time, you got Jimmy Butler still there, who's not old, but he's not young. He's not the type of guy you start a rebuild with. You never know what's true or what's not when a GM is talking. It's a poker game, but Gar Forman said that they are still going to try and bring back Joakim Noah. Before the season ended, they said that they would try and re-sign Pau Gasol. So what exactly is the plan here? Is it a rebuild? Are they trying to win now? Are they somewhere in between? It doesn't seem like there's really a direction.
Well, I think there's the start of a rebuild. But if you don't make more moves to try to get better and younger in some spots, then you're stuck in the middle. See, the Bulls quietly have been in basketball hell for about 3 or 4 years here, meaning that they'll never be able to get past LeBron. They're not as bad as Philadelphia or some other team in the bottom of the East, but they're always in the middle, and that's a really bad place to be. When you hold on, this is what happens when you hold on to assets too long. I like Milwaukee's upside. I heard you guys earlier talking about where Milwaukee is in the hierarchy of the East. I love Milwaukee's upside because of young players, because you have something to build on. And with this Bulls team, you have all these veterans, and you have a lot of guys with a lot of mileage from the Thibodeau era. So to me, it should be a rebuild. And if it's not, if they're not going to make any other moves, or if they're not going to get younger in some spots, then you're just going to be stuck in basketball purgatory. And that's where they've been anyway. So unless they're willing to part with pieces, then they're just going to be stuck, and maybe not in the playoffs. We'll see.
You talk about this Bucks team with Giannis and Jabari, obviously the two main pieces, and then that third piece, which around here we like to call the big three, at least fan base, is Chris Middleton. But based on a lot of what we're hearing here, I don't know if Milwaukee has sold on him as the third piece with Giannis and Jabari. What's your thoughts on Middleton?
I like Middleton, but here's the thing: if Milwaukee's not sold on him as someone that you can go to offensively, as a go-to guy, you know, game in and game out, then you have to be able to upgrade that piece also, get more veteran piece. I think that I'd love to see Milwaukee be in free agency, and I know it won't be an A-list guy, but I think they should be able to get into the middle of the barrel and find some guys that can provide a veteran presence along with that youth. I'm excited about Antetokounmpo. I'm excited about him being a lead guard, because you know how it is now in the NBA. You don't necessarily have to have the most dynamic, you know, point guard in the sense. If Giannis is the guy that's going to be bringing the ball up and initiating the offense, as long as that ball is swinging, you know, this team should be able to be a above the rim, high rising team. I like Middleton as a piece, but not necessarily as a go to guy.
So we were talking late last night. I was wondering, what were you doing up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, Jay Hood?
I was working, Gary Ellison. Now, again, I would ask you the same question, but I think that's probably something that you don't want to talk about on the air.
Oh, no, he's talked about it. He's old, so he gets up for a glass of water about that time every night, Jay Hood.
I would tell you that I just went to go, you know, to pee at 3 o'clock in the morning, but no, I was doing a network show with Mike Golic Jr., as a matter of fact, and filling in and doing some stuff there on the network. So, yeah, it was just interesting to see you online talking to me at 2:30. It was a little bit uncomfortable, but I know it's you, so I can handle it.
Hey, real quick before we let you get going, I want to hit you on your Bears real quick. Looks like they're doing
defense first. You know, what we saw last year is some improvement with the defense for sure. But you know that if it's not going to be this year, then next year for sure he'll get the defense that he wants. This is a transition situation for Chicago in that, you know, you're going from the Trestman era in which you had a lot of guys that were long on the tooth. And that just didn't work out well, the Trestman era. And so, you know, you had to get rid of some of those parts. You know, the guys that you used to depend on, the Urlachers, the Tillmans, the Briggs, the guys were always there in the trenches for about a good decade. And so now it's time for new faces. And so, for sure, you know that Fox is going to put his stamp on that defense. Now the question is, offensively, without Matt Forte, where are they going to go offensively? And can Alshon Jeffrey be the lead guy at wide receiver? That's and now Martellus Bennett's no longer there either. So it's, you know, there's still going to be some rebuilding to try to get this Bears team to be a real contender.
And Jay Hood, since Gary brought it up, the Bears are another object of my discontent, because you bring up everything that they did on the defensive side of the ball, and I like what they did on the defensive side of the ball, but I don't know how you expect to take a step forward when in the last year you've gotten rid of Jay Cutler's top three targets and Brandon Marshall, Martellus Bennett, and Matt Forte, and I get every single one of those moves, but really outside of a few draft picks, they didn't do much to replace those guys with players you know can come in and perform.
I know. I mean, you know, the thing is that one can't grieve forever, though, Rami. That's the thing. It's like, Brandon Marshall was a problem in the locker room for some.
Right.
And this is why that he has not been able to stick with the team for the long period of time. So that's one thing. You know that Matt Forte is on the wrong side of 28. So you know that you want to get younger at that spot. They like Langford. They like to be able to get younger at that spot, because if it's John Fox, you know they're going to run the football some. And then what was the third piece you mentioned?
Martellus Bennett.
Oh, Martellus Bennett. Well, yeah. I mean, Martellus Bennett is a guy that I think that should still be with this football team, because that was a really nice target for Jay Cutler. It's been said on and off that there was issues between Bennett and Cutler as far as their relationship was concerned. So I'm not so sure about that. I just know one thing, that it's this is why you see the Bears in transition right now, because they're going to try to get younger at spots on both sides of the football. And I don't expect them to contend this year, but in next year, I expect them to have the players that Fox really likes, especially on the defensive side, because that's really the bread and butter of a John Fox team.
That's Jonathan Hood from ESPN 1000 in Chicago. Also hear him on Sirius XM NBA Radio, and I highly suggest you follow him on Twitter at @TweetJHood. Jay Hood, you know we always appreciate a few minutes here on the Wendy's Big Show, man. Thanks a lot.
I appreciate it. I'm putting my vote in for Lionel Richie, even though I know he's not going to win.
Thank you, Jay Hood. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Jay Hood. We'll talk again soon, man.
All right, man.
And Jonathan Hood joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Some things fade with time, but after 80 years, Great Midwest Bank is simply better. Visit GreatMidwestBank.com to learn about their portfolio loan that could make your dream of owning a home come true. Quick break, then reset the big topics discussed on today's big show and give you the final say on them. Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane on the Wendy's Big Show live from the Q Club of Wisconsin in Waukesha on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.